Parents, if your kids love listening to audio stories, but you don't want them using your phone all the time to listen to them, you need a Story Button. Story Button is a screenless device that makes it easy to listen to kid podcasts, audiobooks, and more without having to use a tablet, phone, or keep track of any cards or toys. Fan favorites like Miles the Brave and Treasure Galaxy will give your kids an extra spark of exciting imagination, while the bedtime category will help your kids as they get ready to sleep. Go to storybutton.com to learn more and view all the content currently available in the library. Storybutton. Imagination lives here. Hello again, and welcome back to Kids Bible Stories. Today's story is called, What Does Glorify Mean? And this comes from Psalm chapter 34, verses 1 through 3, chapter 69, verse 30, chapter 86, verses 8 through 10, and 1 Peter chapter 4, verse 11. We are going to read the scriptures straight through today without separating them, so please go back and reference them if needed. Okay, listeners, I need your help. Every time we hear the word glorify, I want you to hold up a finger. Let's see how many fingers we are holding up at the end. All right, listening ears on for our special word. Let's begin. I will praise the Lord at all times. His praise will always be on my lips. I will glory in the Lord. Let the humble hear and rejoice. Glorify the Lord with me. Let us praise his name together. I will praise the name of God with a song.
Me, 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 me.
La, 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 la.
I will magnify him with thanksgiving. Lord, there is no God like you. There are no works like yours. Lord, all the nations you have made will come and worship you. They will glorify your name. You are great, and you do miracles. Only you are God. Anyone who speaks should speak words from God. The person who serves should serve with the strength that God gives. You should do these things so that in everything, God will be glorified. Through Jesus Christ. Power and glory belong to him forever and ever. Amen. Excellent job, everyone. How many fingers are you holding up? I counted three. Thanks for your help. We were listening for the word glorify, but what in the world does that mean? Clearly, it must be important, as our Bible talks about it a lot and tells us to glorify God. So, let's figure out what this means. First, we start with a dog. That's right, a dog. I know, it'll make sense in a minute. This dog, we'll name her Roxy. Roxy decided she would love to run as fast as she could in the backyard. Out she bursts from the back door, full speed ahead. And it's raining. Roxy thinks this is even better. Barking in delight, she begins to run in circles, creating large mud puddles all around her feet. Mud flings here and there and everywhere. Pleased with herself, Roxy trots back in the house. Her owner finds Roxy proudly standing, caked in mud, from the tip of her black nose to the end of her tail. She is a muddy mess.
Oh, Roxy! Oh, my word. Ugh, this is gross, her owner says in disappointment. We've got to make you clean and pretty again. Ugh, come on, into the tub you go. We've got lots and lots of scrubbing to do. Listeners, will cleaning Roxy make her cleaner?
Yes.
Yes. Can it make her prettier?
Yes.
Yep. What I need you to understand is that Roxy, well, we can make her cleaner and prettier by scrubbing off that dirt. When something like this is done to Roxy, it changes her. But with God, we don't change him. When we glorify God, we don't make him more glorious. Instead, when we glorify God, we are realizing, understanding that God is already big, valuable, and wonderful.
Uh-huh. Okay. I think I'm starting to understand what you're saying now. But Jess, you said we can glorify how big God is. I mean, have you ever seen a giant whale or the Hulk? Ah, he's really big, right?
Yeah, that's big. Have you ever seen a ladder?
Jessica, of course I've seen a ladder, but that doesn't seem to be as big as the Hulk.
When you're at the bottom, it doesn't look so big and high, right? Why don't you go for it then? Climb that one right over there.
Sure, no problem at all. This ladder doesn't look so tall.
But Josh, when you get closer to it, and you slowly begin to climb the ladder.
Just let me see, this is not a big deal.
Okay then. Up, up, up you go.
I'm going. I'm up. I'm climbing. A little higher, a little higher, and a little higher, and it's a little too high. This is kind of scary. Hey, Jess, can you help me get down?
Yes, of course. Sometimes we don't understand how big God is until we get close to him. He's always been that mighty and big, but maybe we didn't notice because we didn't talk to him or want to learn about him. We weren't close to him. Just like the ladder hadn't changed, it was always tall and big. What changed was how close Josh was to it. It didn't seem that tall at first. But once Josh got to the top of the ladder, he was impressed at just how tall it was, and even a bit scared. Answer out loud. How can we glorify God and show others how big and mighty he really is?
We could draw a picture showing how small we are and how big he is.
Thanks for sharing. We could tell others the mighty things that God has done in our lives. We can also share about the incredible miracles we've read about in our Bibles.
Okay, well, this one is hard, though. What do you mean about glorifying the value of God and showing him as precious?
Well, let's think about a family you know and like. Thinking of one?
Yep, got it.
What are some things you like about that family?
Oh, well, the father, he is super duper strong. I have seen him lift, I think, like all the weights. And the kids, they're so smart and funny and sweet. Just a really cool family, you know?
They sound pretty awesome. But would you want to trade your own family for them? Rather have them than us?
No way. I love you guys all so much. You mean the world to me. I would pick you guys every time.
Exactly. Even though other people may be lovely and good, your family is more valuable to you than them. You cherish us and love us more. You know who is even more valuable?
God, that's who.
Yep. Once you understand how really valuable God is, you want Him more than you want anything else. This is how you glorify the value of God. Well, everyone, that is it for our story today. But before we go, let's think about what we just heard. What was the word we learned about?
Glorify.
Glorify.
Very good! Do we make God more glorious and big? Or is He already that way? Yep, He's already wonderful and big. But when we glorify Him, we are showing that we see the size and value of who God is. We are cheerful about this and show others that we love Him. But how do we show that we are glorifying God? Showing that He is the best thing ever, that He is valuable and big. Do you think it could be heard through the way we talk? Yes. What about how we live? Our actions? Yes. This week, whether you're at soccer camp, at home playing with your brother and sister, or making new friends, you can think about our story and talk with your family about the ways that you have glorified God this week. Well, that is it for our story. Thank you so much for listening. And, as always, bye for now.
For all the parents out there, picture that it's bedtime. You and the kids have been busy all day. You know they're tired, but for some reason, they just won't go to sleep. And for this reason, I created the podcast Bedtime History. Bedtime History is a series of relaxing history stories that end with an inspirational message. With over 2,000 positive parent reviews, Bedtime History is one of the top education podcasts. Join me and listen to Bedtime History every Monday and Thursday on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.